This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
You know, Mondays with Packer and Durham means best and worst of the weekend, so we'll start on the best side before we hop back into some phone calls. I don't care. The loss, yes, it did happen. They lost 41-38 in the overtime last night, but if you don't have Mackenzie Milton at the top, you're missing the game, kids. You're missing the game. 3 years after an injury that most thought he would never be able to walk again, Milton appeared last night when Jordan Travis lost his helmet and guided Florida State into overtime and played with a lot of poise. Good throw right out of the gate to Ja'Kai Douglas. Next thing you know, how about this little laser over the top of the linebacker to Keyshawn Helton, give him first and goal, Pack?
It was great theater. Like I said, if you stayed up last night and watched it, it was one of truly the best games of the weekend. And Notre Dame finds a way in overtime to win 41-38. And for Florida State fans, yeah, disappointed with the loss. But you saw signs of life of a program where it mattered. And we just got done talking to Justin Fuente in Virginia Tech. They're on this list, too, because Lane Stadium on Friday was in fuego. I mean, that place, and you knew it was going to be great. But, man, the fans, the Hokie Nation, you guys put on a show. And so did their football team. Yep. So they've got to be on the list. Lane Stadium on the best of weekend.
No doubt. Lane Stadium Friday night for Carolina was sensational. So mark up the full house. Look at that. Holy smokes.
Felt like old times. And it was rocking last night in Tallahassee, too. How many times have we been talking about this league really desperately needs Virginia Tech, Florida State, and Miami to be really good?
Yep.
And I thought you saw signs of life for Florida State last night, and Virginia Tech's feeling good about life.
I agree.
With their first win against a top 10 team at home since 09.
Yep.
And looked the part. Defense played great. Offense doing their thing. So that's all encouraging news, I think. Positive. Yep.
Let's get excited about the Hokies. They've got Middle Tennessee before they go to Morgantown on the 18th. Let's go all the way back to Thursday. Heck, we started with pancakes in the morning with Dave Doran. And the Wolfpack's on the best of the weekend. You know why? Because they shut out the Bulls. A little wheel route to Ricky Person. Defense held up late. Bang, there's a pick. And away we go. Bam Knight and the boys. See you later.
So we talked about on Friday, the day after. There was really the perfect open for NC State. Defense played well with a shutout. Offense did some really good things. And now this week, a test on the road in the Southeastern Conference against Mississippi State.
Cavalier fans are already chiming in this morning. Virginia beat the College of William & Mary. Outstanding college football team. 45-0. A little bit of everything now out of Bronco and the boys. How about the old – we're going to throw it out here and hope that works.
That
nope.
That looked good.
Yeah. Nick Jackson to run down there. Who's looked good on defense? Brennan Armstrong threw for 339, Pack.
Four touchdowns. Ran for two, threw for two. And then afterwards was pretty critical of his team, which I think is always a good sign. You come off a giant win, easy win, and said, you know, we could have done better. Got off to kind of a slow start and then kind of picked up and did our thing. And again, Virginia, I think Bronco enjoys flying underneath the radar. All the talk about North Carolina and Miami, both of those teams lose right out of the gate. You know what? Virginia Tech looks pretty good. Virginia's off to a good start. You saw Pitt, Coastal Chaos, tag, you're it.
Oh, yeah. Well, more on that in tomorrow's show, by the way. Pitt and BC both put up half a hundred.
I told you last week, what I told you before you left the studio, it's coming your way, half a hundred.
Lucas Kroll, by the way, get ready for that show, and get ready for another tight end show at BC. Watch this, Trey Berry doing his best Ronaldo Nehemiah. Young kids, look it up. Here's Jordan Addison, who looked really good.
Well, he looked really good last year. Big game, much like NC State on the road at Mississippi State.
Pitt and Tennessee.
Pittsburgh on the road in the Johnny Majors Classic. Yeah. Great idea, guys, coming up with that one. Don't know where you've heard from that first, but I do. Those are two really important games this week to keep an eye on.
If I told you that Clemson held Georgia to 256 yards of offense on Saturday night, you'd say
W.
Right. Not the case. Georgia's defense better. And they had the one play. There was a play in this game, by the way, and Georgia made it.
I thought that was a critical spot in the game where Clemson gets the pick.
Couldn't do anything with
it. And then, you know what? They went backwards. Yep. And this was old school rock 'em, sock 'em football. And, you know, I remember when I was in school at Clemson and the Dogs, the last time they won the national championship was 80. Clemson won it in 81. They hooked up and they played in 82. And in that game in Athens, Georgia beat Clemson without scoring an offensive touchdown.
Yeah.
Happened 39 years later, right here in our backyard.
There you go. BC field hockey. Well, wait a second. Let me go to a couple of other things.
Get it right. Get it right. Get your list right.
Got to get my list right here. Wake's offense, 352 total yards against Old Dominion.
You do what you're supposed to do. That's own the Conference USA. Deacs have now won 10 straight. Sam Hartman, piece of cake, three touchdowns. Folks up there in Switzerland are saying thank you very much. Expected the Deacs to get off the 2-0 start.
Oh, nice catch, Ja'Cory Roberson.
Yep, he makes a bunch of them. September 18th, circle it like we told you in the summer.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Florida State at Wake Forest. That is the one to pay attention to. Deacs should win again this week.
There you go. Virginia Tech, we talked about the physical play against Carolina on Friday night. Headed by the defensive line. It got after Sam Howell almost from the jump. He sacked six times, and the Hokies win 17-10 the final. Another close game between these two. They deliver, don't they?
They do, but this one felt different because the last ones have been first to 50, six overtimes. You know, Justin Fuente had teams that averaged over 40 a game against North Carolina. If you would have told me that they were only going to score 17 points in that game, what would you have said? Loss.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Friday night, just up the street here. Highway 49, University Harris Boulevard exit, right off 85.
Been there many times.
Will Healy and Charlotte beat Duke, and last second win for the Niners. But Mateo Durant, 225-3 for the Blue Devils. Look at this run,
dude. He this guy can play for a lot of folks in the country now. He's no joke.
Yep, sure is.
Now Duke's got a lot of issues, but he's not one of them.
I thought this was the game winner here, Pike.
Yeah, you got to close the deal when you got the shot.
Yep.
We'll get to all this in the negative side, but, man, that was the positive for Duke.
Sure bet.
Durant can play.
All right, let's pivot out of football. The GOAT was back on the prowl this week. Aaron Mattson of North Carolina's field hockey team, 4 goals, 2 assists against Penn to become North Carolina's all-time leading scorer. I thought she was already that, but I guess not.
Does that mean free tires at Chapel Hill Tire?
I don't know.
How's that work?
I'm not quite sure we go that far.
I mean, it's not my deal, so I might be talking out of line there a little bit.
Yeah, it might be. We might check with Aaron and see what the
– she's got a name, image, and likeness here at Chapel Hill Tire.
Several, yeah. So, Mattson, 4 goals, 2 assists. Boston College's field hockey team went to 4-0 for the first time since 2017. They beat a pair of top 10 teams this weekend.
Good times in BC, man. Right?
Pat Kraft. What if Pat Kraft gets fired up for the field hockey like he does the football? Jeff Hafley's worried about him running on the field. Yeah. You know, wonder how Pat handles that field hockey.
Pat's getting it done, man.
He is. Okay.
Bunch of good teams.
Anson Dorrance in Carolina's women's soccer outshot Stanford 11-3 in the second half. They win 2-1 in overtime. Nice win for the Tar Heels here. Uh-oh. Coming back at you. Yeah. That's it. So there you go. Good win for Carolina. Undefeated Pitt handed Tennessee their first loss. By the way, volleyball over the weekend.
They're going to try to do the same thing in football this Saturday.
Sure. Why not? So you got that. And if you go back to last season, Wake Forest women's soccer program has gone 565 minutes without conceding a goal. It's the longest shutout streak in program history. 6-0 this year with 6 shutouts, Pack.
That's pretty good.
Last time I checked.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, really? How about all that?
Don't mess with the Swiss.
In anything, right? Nope. Not right now.
They never lose.
They never lose.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
And next week, guess what? 14 games.
Well, it's even better.
Yeah, we got 14 games, individual football games.
That's because we got the quad here on the network.
Guess what, Syracuse? You're not on worst of the weekend.
That's good news. Especially during football season.
There you go.
Good change of pace.
Some are.
Yeah.
17 to 32 throws, 3 interceptions Friday night. Worst of the weekend. Sam Howell's Heisman campaign took a hit.
Major hit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, let's be honest. This Heisman thing, your team's got to be up there. And you got to have a great year. And for North Carolina, that was about the worst thing you could do, is be all the hype and then get punched.
And by the way, there were guys that won whose Heisman campaign didn't go well, too.
Right. It was a weird week with the Heisman favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I mean, even like JT Daniels with a W. I mean, those numbers were not spectacular. But I'll emphasize this again. You're going to hear a complete total overreaction from hair dudes and talking heads about the college football playoff, mm-hmm. about the Heisman race.
I can't wait for the 4 teams in the playoff after week
1. Oh, it's so old. It's such a tired.
Right.
Who cares? It's week 1. Enjoy the journey. We have no idea how to play out. So everybody's so concerned about, oh, let me tell you who's going to be in there. We don't care who you think is going to be in there. We really don't.
Worst of the weekend. A little O-line work being done this week at Carolina, Clemson, and Miami,
no
I got to believe.
And I thought all three of those particular units got lost. I mean, they all lost.
Yeah.
And all three, again, ranked teams. But I thought, again, the three teams ranked by the ACC in the preseason scored a grand total of 26 points.
Yeah.
That's it, 26 total.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the offensive line play at those three particular schools – there is a lot of work to be done. We knew that could be an issue at Clemson. I don't think they passed any tests from that perspective. North Carolina had 5 starters back. I thought they got worked. I thought they got worked by Virginia Tech. And for Miami, you know, that was a blitzkrieg from the get-go, and now they got to get ready for App State.
Georgia Tech?
Oh. Paid $1 million for that. That is not good, Wes. When you have a schedule that we've talked about, when you've got 5, I mean, brutal games – this was the kind of game that you said, well, this is the win. This is the W. So for Jeff Collins and company, man, that was the last thing you needed. And Sims gets injured. We don't know what his status is moving forward. You mentioned Kennesaw State rolling in there. I think there were 6 football championship subdivision teams that knocked off football bowl subdivision teams, including Montana knocking off a ranked Washington team. So mm-hmm. If you think these FCS games are automatics, you would be wrong.
Well, and Kennesaw State is coached by Brian Bohannon, who was a Paul Johnson assistant, hired to essentially birth that football program by Kennesaw State University. They're only 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe a little older than that, but they've done a marvelous job. Been to the playoffs already 3 times, I think.
This already feels like a must-win for Georgia Tech. I'm gonna put it in that category.
Yeah, because you know who's next week?
Yeah, Clemson.
Clemson.
But you've got 5 brutal ranked games.
You started the year with 5 top 25 teams.
Right, and you're already 0-1. This kind of feels to me, for Georgia Tech, that you've got to win this game coming up.
So your level of concern with Georgia Tech is high.
From 1 to 10, I would say 37.
That's high.
That's high.
All right.
You got to win this game.
Where are you with Duke after Friday night?
32.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
You're 32.
Let me tell you why. Because, listen, you're coming off a lousy year. We talked about the schedule. You got 4 non-conference teams right out of the gate. I just assumed you had better talent than Charlotte. Now, that might be a terrible assumption. You watched the game, and quite frankly, this was a heck of a football game.
It was a heck of a game in the last 4 minutes.
It was unbelievable. Great win for Charlotte. Coach Healy's a tremendous young coach.
Oh, my goodness.
But for Duke, coming off a lousy year, and you know, you get 255 from Durant on the ground, God, you got to figure you're going to win the game.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll keep an eye on Georgia Tech. Duke, by the way, Friday night on ACC Network against North Carolina A&T.
Must win.
There you go.
Both of them.
The U not back?
U is not back.
44-13 the final. And as some say, it wasn't that close.
It wasn't that close. Now, this week, we find out about the maturity and the leadership in that locker room.
Yep.
You talked it all year in terms of, hey, we know who we open with. We're going to be ready. We got this. We got that. De'Aaron King's back. Ooh. It was great to see him back, by the way. But Bama was just too good. I mean, they are just fantastic. And
where do they get these people?
Well, they're always open.
I mean, where do they get guys that look like Devontae Smith or Amari Cooper every year?
They're good. And so Miami found out exactly where they stood, and there is work to be done down in Coral Gables. This is a really important game, too, with App State and all of a sudden a resurgent Michigan State after that.
Yeah.
Because Sparty looked pretty good beating up on Northwestern.
All right, we got to also sort out the turnover chain operation. Got some turnover chain ops we got to focus on because Cam Kitchens had to return the turnover chain after review. So he had it, and then they reviewed it, and it wasn't a fumble, and so it doesn't really count.
Well, more importantly, 44-13. I mean, right. You know, when you're getting handed, you know, go get to work.
That's it.
Get
nice
to work.
Nice case, though, for the chain.
It's awesome. Yeah. Hey, they are not cutting any corners with the chain.
Now. Yeah. Clemson's 10-game regular season win streak against the Southeastern Conference has snapped in the loss to Georgia Saturday night here in Charlotte. By the way, another great, terrific environment for a neutral site game.
Tremendous. Both my daughters went. They had tickets. And
work out for them okay?
It did. They said it was just phenomenal.
But it was, yeah.
And, you know, Clemson, Georgia should play every year. I don't care what anybody says.
That's it.
It's just a great series. Fans love it.
Encourage Dan Radakovich and Josh Brooks to follow a Packer and Durham guidance and just go ahead and get that long-term.
Well, we got some of those games lined up later in the decade.
We'll just go ahead and get some more signed up.
But, I mean, the fans love those games.
That's it. Yeah.
Right? Love the games.
It's good for the sport.
And you know what? Georgia will be better for playing in that game, and so will Clemson. Now you got to figure out what you got to work on.
Ryan Fitzgerald, I feel for you this morning, son. You're on this list. I'm not sure you should be, but you're on it. 37-yard field goal. Oh, another wide left. Look, and it was going to be 51 until they, you know, went to the review and Coach Norvell called the timeout, challenged the call.
And you know what's amazing, Wes, is if you watched the game last night.
He kicked the 51-yarder.
He made it.
Yeah.
He made it. And, of course, they blew the whistle to look at it. And, of course, instant replay only took about, 7, 8 minutes, 15 minutes to figure that one out.
Yeah.
That took forever. Again.
We got a lot of technology going on. We got a lot of technology.
And thank God we got tablets. When those tablets kicked in.
They kicked in this weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let me know when that gets eliminated.
Quick volleyball note. Michelle Ikaye and Georgia Tech, 16th ranked, they took a loss to UCLA 3-1. That's their first loss of the season.
Big weekend for UCLA.
I'd say so. Martin Jarman.
Give him credit, man. Got Coach O over there talking trash to fans walking into the tunnel. What's he doing?
What are you doing?
Are you going to Sissy Blue Shirt? Well, Sissy Blue Shirt just said scoreboard, and LSU looks as average as they were last year. Just saying. Might not hear that on another note.
Pac, I'm glad this is on the list because I am concerned. And look, Danny Morrison, all the great people of the Charlotte Sports Foundation, we're fans, right? We love their work. They do a tremendous job. But I'm going to tell you now, Dukes, you got your money's worth. Dukes got their money's worth. You know why? There were people doing things with mayonnaise this past weekend, quite frankly, shouldn't have happened. Pac?
That's a non-next right there for me.
Pac.
It's non-next.
That is not a good look, brother.
No.
That is not a good look.
No.
Now, what is that? That's not a good look.
No.
I like mayonnaise as much as the next guy. Keep the sunglasses on to protect your identity there, sir.
Now, if that was ice cream, I'd be all for it.
That was not ice cream.
It's kind of how I do it.
That was Dukes.
I know. I didn't get any swag from Dukes, did you?
Yeah.
You got some?
Yeah.
I didn't get anything from that.
Yeah. You didn't get anything from the Dukes folks?
I live in Charlotte.
Okay.
Got nothing from Dukes.
Got nothing.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
Some good and some bad in this league after week one. We got one more tonight, too, with Louisville Ole Miss.
Absolutely. Coming up at Mercedes-Benz. Let's start with BC. Phil Jurkovec and the Eagles get an early score. did a little bouncing around. They kind of go back and forth, and Djokovic ends up with 303 on the day, 16-24, three scores. Fifth game with 300 or more, second game with three or more touchdowns. Zay Flower, by the way, the unis look slick.
Yep, like them.
Trey Berry, look at this thing. Zip. Whoop. Touchdown for the Jacksonville State transfer. There's one to Jawad Williams in the corner.
This game reminded me a lot of what NC State did Thursday. You know what? Season opener. Defense plays well. You get the shutout. Guys are throwing around the yard. Life is good, comfortable. Yep. You play a bunch of players. Hopefully nobody gets banged up, and you move on. Keep an eye. We keep talking about that cluster. Pitt, BC, NC State.
Who's going to get in the cluster with them?
Well, you know, Virginia Tech made a made some noise to join the list, and that's why I laugh. Let me say, emphasize, laugh. And people were always talking about, well, certain teams don't play anybody. You don't know anything. You don't know who's going to be good this year. I'm telling you, there's going to be teams that pop in the top 25 that nobody's talking about yet. You got all these six-year seniors. So the next time you see a hairdo or talking head talking about, well, here's the playoff run, two words, shut and up. Shut up. It's the journey. Enjoy. We wait for the season to start. And all these talking head hairdos can't wait to get you to December. Enjoy week one. Oh. Enjoy week two. There's going to be curveballs, fake lefts, and go rights all over the place. That's why we love the sport. Enjoy it.
By the way, Phil Djokovic, five career games with 300 yards or more, seven behind the leaders, Matt Ryan and Doug Flutie, who had a dozen in their careers, Glenn Foley, Sean Halloran, 10, and then Djokovic, 5. How about that?
It's not the last time either.
No. No, they'll be
Halfley's going to sling it 75 times a game. That's what he told us.
And I would say this. If I had a pause for BC after Saturday, and I know they got UMass and Amherst this coming week.
W.
Right. But I want to see you run it better. Fair?
Week one.
I got you.
I mean, okay. Coach talked about having a little bit more balance on the offense.
By the way, Saturday's 300-yard game, the sixth under Jeff Halfley. From 2010 to 2019, Boston College had seven 300-yard games.
I like this team.
There you go. Off to Winston-Salem, kids. Truist Field, Friday night, Old Dominion. Drew Carter, Forrest Conley, Abby Labar were there to watch Sam Hartman throw for three and Christian Beal-Smith run for another two, and Jasir Taylor housed one on a kick. And that was all she wrote for the Monarchs, visiting from the 757.
Hartman, as I told you, three touchdowns. Offense is going to be good.
Yep.
Defense will continue to get better. A lot of guys back from a year ago. Yep. Dave Clawson tried to remind everybody about the super seniors and everybody else. Again, September the 18th, I think, is a really big game. Florida State in Switzerland to take on the Deacs.
Jasir Taylor, by the way, tomorrow.
Excellent.
On this program. Off to Athens, Ohio, by the way. Athens, Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. You were concerned.
Yeah, I was concerned.
Yeah.
You come off a 1-10 season and, you know, you're going on the road. I know the Bobcats have yet to score against the Cuse going into that game. But for Dino Babers, guess what? You made the voice of victory a happy, happy man.
Sean Tucker did.
Yeah, no doubt. 1-0, and Rutgers coming to town. And hopefully the folks up there in Central New York pack the dome because it's been a while since they've been in the newly refurbished dome. So
that might be some kind of environment Saturday.
I would hope so.
And here's the deal now. This guy, he showed flashes a year ago. I like Sean Tucker.
I do too.
The more important thing about this is they ran clean behind that offensive line. Now, Tommy DeVito only threw it less than 15 times in the ball game, Pack. Sean Tucker gets 181. They hold Ohio to 10 points. Defense even got a safety in that game.
Rutgers scored 60-something, so good game. To me, that's the kind of game fans like. You got a little Rutgers, Syracuse, Northeast football getting after each other. But the Cuse had to win this game. You're coming off a one-win season on the road. Dino talked about it last week with us on the show. You had to get a W, and they did. Mission accomplished.
Yep. So good win for Syracuse to get the season started, by the way. Rutgers on Saturday. And that's part of our quadruple header right here on ACC Network. Pittsburgh, I thought, looked the part. I thought what you expected from Pitt is exactly what you got. Pack said they'll hang half a 100 on UMass. They did. 51-7 the final. Kenny Pickett threw for a couple scores, 27-37, 272. Lucas Kroll now. He stays healthy. Matchup problem. Jordan Addison looked clean as well. Pack, they ran it with six running backs. They used six running backs on Saturday afternoon.
They would have used eight if they had them.
By the way, the defense looked good too.
I
should have.
I told you before you walked out the door. When I saw you Thursday and said goodbye to you at Carter Finley,
right.
I said, they're going to put a half a 100 on them. And they're going to take care of it. Don't worry about this one. Pitt's going to be all right. Like this team, they're going to score a bunch of points. And
right.
Guess what they're going to do this week? They're going to score a bunch of points again this week.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
At Rocky Top?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They're going to score against Tennessee, too.
Here's the thing I would tell you about Pittsburgh. The same thing I would add about NC State. Better start paying attention to the defensive side of the ball. Defensive side of the ball, both these places, is pretty stout. Now, NC State, I think, is a little ahead of the Panthers. But look at eight. Now, it's UMass. I get it. But they've got depth on both sides. Phil Campbell came in there. Here's John Patrician getting a sack. I mean, that's Phil Campbell, who had a blast-off hit to start the game. I kind of like the Panthers on the defensive side. They're starting to formulate the personality of their head coach there.
Upgrade in competition this week. These will be two key games to keep an eye on. Mississippi State, NC State, Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
Do you want to go with the quote here from the head coach? This is a good scrimmage. We have only had two during camp, and that was scrimmage number three. That was his quote after the game.
Well, you're looking at me like I'm stunned with it.
No.
I told you they're going to hang half a 100. And the reason they call UMass the Minutemen is because that's about how long that game is going to last, about a minute.
Yeah. By the way, nice atmosphere at Heinz Field. Rib Fest was going on. Really good. You don't like Rib Fest.
Rib Fest?
Rib Fest, right outside the stadium. On the walk of champions.
Did you sample?
No, and it's a loss on our part.
That's a big L.
Yeah, you can talk to Roddy about that. We made a tactical error.
I'm not talking to Roddy. Roddy's not here. I'm looking you right in the eye.
We made a tactical error.
Wait a minute. I'm looking you right in the eye. No, and you said no to Rib Fest?
No, I didn't say no.
Did you have one, yes or no?
No.
Then you said no to Rib Fest. What's wrong with you?
We made a tactical error.
What's this we part? Don't bring Roddy into this. Leave Roddy out of it.
Okay. We parked over on another side
Who's
of the
street. We? You parked.
Roddy, Larissa, and I.
Who drove?
I did.
You.
Well, we parked where the pass
don't
was.
Don't we. It's you.
Okay. I parked where the pass was. Then we had to figure out the way we had to get in the stadium.
A lot of we's here. Is there any leadership with this team? Huh? Seriously, I'm starting to doubt.
There's no leadership
with this broadcast team. None. The fact that nobody on your broadcast team said, hey, before we get to the stadium, Rib Fest is going on.
Right. Well, it's week one. You got a lot of other ancillary things you're trying to work with.
That is a terrible decision.
Right.
Well, it's a good food town, man. You know that's going to be
good. Oh, we had good food.
What did you eat?
What did we eat? We went to,
is this thing on?
We went to Fathead Saloon. We went to Fathead Saloon on Friday afternoon. It was good. Food was good. There, smoked wings, excellent.
Okay, y'all need some leadership on that team.
Do you want to join? You want to get on the road?
Well, I mean,
with
I'm embarrassed.
Do we need to hit? Do we need to put the Pac-Man out on the road?
What have I been? Wait a minute. Is this thing on? Are you an imposter? Do I even know who you are? God, am I locked in this basement? Have I been declaring I'd love to leave the basement for how long? Year and a half?
Oh, yeah, we got it. We went to Raleigh. Thursday.
Was that our quota for 21? Is that our quota?
Might be.
God. Said no to
Huddle's
going to
be in Chapel Hill in a couple weeks.
I didn't care about all that. When do we get out of the basement?
I don't know. It's not my area.
Anybody says no to Rib Fest during a football season, that should be on our worst of the weekend list.
That Wes said no to Ribfest?
Yeah, you said no. Okay. I'm not going to bring Roddy into it because I got more respect for Roddy's food taste.
You need to talk to Roddy. We both regret missing Ribfest.
After Roddy's Braves got swept by the Dodgers, I don't want to talk to Roddy.
Okay. All right. Charlottesville is the last stop in our segment here.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
You positive?
Pretty close.
All right.
Virginia blanked the College of William & Mary. You know, every time I see William & Mary, you know what I think of? Coach Dooley in the old television show. Jim Rook had an outstanding college football team. Brennan Armstrong was outstanding. Got to break the rock at the end. Here's another team. Remember, did you kind of qualify Virginia as a little bit of a mystery as well?
No, there's only one team.
Louisville is mystery.
That is the team of mystery. But Virginia loves their position. Let everybody talk about North Carolina. Let everybody talk Miami. About Miami.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, just don't talk about Virginia Tech because, you know, there's a little That's love a fest there, in the Commonwealth. But I think Bronco loves just flying underneath the radar, right. going about their business. And you know what? They did like kind of what NC State did, kind of like what BC did. Defense pitches a shutout. Offense scores a bunch of points. They look back and say, guess what? We could still improve in areas A, B, and C.
Right.
Brennan Armstrong has four touchdowns, runs for two, throws for two. I think Bronco kind of likes his spot.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think Virginia, with Illinois visiting, now, are you going to get the Nebraska-Illinois at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning? Or are you going to get the UT San Antonio-Illinois?
Well, what you're going to get is an experienced, old football team. With Brett Bielema's guys. They have more graduates than any other team in college football. Yeah. 29 of them. So they might have had a little press clipping routine. They knocked off Nebraska, everybody feeling good about themselves and stunk it up against UTSA. Yeah. So
Virginia's gonna be ready. McCormick comes in there and runs it on them.
Yeah. And so this is a, this is another one of those narrative games for the league. I mean, it's after the three ranked teams all lose over the weekend, which is not good news.
Right.
You can't spin that. It is what it is. You know, NC State. Pittsburgh have really good tests against SEC opponents. Virginia's got one against the Big Ten with Illinois. These are the narrative games we've been talking about all summer long.
Let's get Joe in North Carolina at 844-SAY-ACCM before we get to break. Joe.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I want to shout out to anybody on hold for this show. You have got to be creative to keep on the line here. But I do enjoy the show. It's a lot better when you're just watching it instead of listening to it on the phone. You know how it is. But I called in. Maybe you don't know how it is. But I called in just to say, when it gets right down to it, how many were shocked about the ACC losses over the weekend? Clemson was not a guarantee over Georgia in any way. And tight game, they lost. Florida State, I mean, what Florida State we got this year? But they played real well. I think Notre Dame's better. That's all. I mean, really? And Carolina going into Virginia Tech. I mean, it's not like you're going to play Sisters of the Poor. It's Virginia Tech football at home. What do you think was going to happen, Hills? It was close, and you lost. I mean, tell me the shocker in the ACC this weekend.
Georgia Tech losing at home.
Tech and Duke losing, I think, were the shockers, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, but your point is on as far as perception and, you know, Vegas, you know, Florida State was a underdog, pushed it to overtime. Clemson was a favorite, close. That game was just a knockdown, dragout. North Carolina was favored, I think, by 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. I think the way that game played out maybe surprised people because Virginia Tech – was able to get to Sam Howell as often as they did. And Miami, you knew that was going to be an uphill climb. They were a 3-touchdown underdog against Alabama, but they were out of it before it ever got started. So you knew there was a chance that you could have that kind of weekend with those four teams. But I think everybody, for the most part, was kind of hoping you maybe win one, maybe two you can steal, and down the road you go. And that's why we keep saying it. It's week one for folks that are going to want to put, you know, bury the league. Hey, knock yourself out, make you feel good, and beat your chest. But it's a long season. And I would tell you the exact same thing if those four teams would have all won.
Right.
You know, if Miami would have upset Alabama and Clemson would have somehow found a way to solve Georgia's defense and North Carolina would have won and Florida State would have pulled that out, I would have told you the same thing. Awesome start, but guess what? It is a long season, and it's always a winding road. And that's why we love college football.
Tremaine. here in North Carolina next. Tremaine, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Make it quick. Really like what I seen with Virginia. Defense was superb. You know, I don't care if it was a FCS school. It's very impressive when I think the first 7 or 8 drives were three and out. So really, really liked what I saw on the defensive side of the ball. Would have liked to have seen the offense get going just a little bit sooner, but once they got those jitters out, we'll figure out if it was jitters or some adjustments when we play Illinois. But really, really liked what I saw on that ball. I know a lot of people talk about the running game, but personally, I like the way that our running game goes. When they gave the ball to the running backs, they were averaging really good yardage. But the one thing you can say about UVA's offense is that when they line up to snap, you don't know who the hell is going to get the ball. I'm halfway expecting for them to run a fake sweep left and Caveman come off the sideline for a backside reverse and take it 60 yards. And then finally, I will say that not to take anything away from Brennan Armstrong and his great game, but Ira Armstead is impressive. That has been a buzz on social media for UVA fans, and this dude is fast, and I will call it, like, he is Lamar Jackson fast. There were 2 or 3 plays in the fourth corner, like, he outran entire defensive pursuit angles. So really liked what I've seen with UVA football program this weekend.
Hey, 43-0 W, you beat up on William and Mary. Competition will get better, but like I said earlier, I think Virginia likes the position that they're in. Can they improve? Sure, they can. Even your quarterback said, hey, we got to get off to a quicker start. This will be a much better test this week against Illinois. You kind of find out really where you are in the program.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Georgia Tech Saturday afternoon needs to be good against Kennesaw.
They need to find the A game.
Pack said it earlier. $1 million went to Sean Frazier in Northern Illinois, and they got the win. 2-point play at the end of the game. Huskies win 22-21. The Jackets were 19-point favorites. It's their fourth largest upset over the last 40 years. And to add on to it, Georgia Tech's quarterback got hurt. Sophomore Jeff Sims goes down with an injury during the game. He's just 3 for 8. He did run for 30 yards. It's a left arm injury. Jeff Collins did not reveal much more after that other than to say Sims desperately wants to play, I'm sure. The loss snapped Georgia Tech's 8-game winning streak in Saturday night home games. First loss on a Saturday night since Georgia in 2009.
What makes this one, first of all, it's a tough loss. That's a tough loss. But what makes it even more difficult, Wes, is when you look at the schedule. And you realize, yikes, we're not catching a whole lot of breaks schedule-wise for Georgia Tech.
No,
so when you get the opportunity of the Northern Illinois of the world, you've got to close the deal if you're Georgia Tech. Now, if you're a Jacket fan, listen to this, you're like, Pack, no kidding. You just can't lose that game. You just can't. Not at this stage of Jeff Collins' run. You know, we've had a couple hiccups in the past, Citadel, whatever the case may be, but this is the kind of game. And you look down the list and say, hey, let me make a list of my W's, what I think some are L's. Are there certain games that, you know, gray area? This was a W column. So this to me was a stunning loss.
Kennesaw State is Saturday afternoon. Then at Clemson, Carolina visits Atlanta. That's a Mercedes-Benz Stadium game, by the way. Then Pittsburgh at Grant Field. Then at Duke, at Virginia, and Virginia Tech at home before October's over. Now, I can give you November at Miami, Boston College at home, at Notre Dame, and Georgia to close. Phew.
November's brutal.
What's not hard?
Well, you're right. When you're losing at home to Northern Illinois, everything could be an uphill climb. I'm going to tell you, I think this week's a must-win for him.
All right.
You got to win this game if you're Georgia Tech.
Mateo Durant runs for 255, and Duke could not get the stop late. Gunnar Holmberg threw for 228 and a touchdown. But Charlotte beats the Blue Devils uptown or north of the city, 31-28.
Richardson Stadium.
Yep.
For folks that saw this game, you know what we're talking about.
Last four minutes were bananas.
It was a great football game. It really was. It was back and forth, and you know, you saw Durant running wild, which he did all night long, going for two Bills and 55 on top of it.
Yep.
And there was a time you're just like, well, all right, Duke found scare, but Duke found a way to win the game.
Right.
They just could not get off the field.
All right. Level of concern with Duke?
32.
A&T Friday night on ACC Network.
Has to be a win.
Northwestern and Kansas at home before Carolina on the road October 2nd.
I feel better about their chances against Northwestern after watching them just get gouged by Sparty.
Right.
But Kansas is 1-0. Watch out.
Yep.
Somebody break up the Jayhawks.
Yep.
So the Duke, we talked about Duke. Four non-conference games to start the season. You got to get off to a good start. That did not happen this weekend in
Charlotte.
There you
go. All right. So tough night in Atlanta. Tough night in Charlotte for the Blue Devils.
Charlotte did not treat the ACC very well, did they?
No, as a city.
We got a zero.
There was a little bit of an issue there.
No Duke's mayonnaise swag and no W's.
That's it, yeah.
Tough weekend.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.